the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. أو لعلك فقدتني من مجالس العلماء فخذلتني أو لعلك رأيتني في الغافلين فمن رحمتك آيستني أو لعلك رأيتني آلف مجالس البطالين فبيني وبينهم خليتني أو لعلك لم تحب أن تسمع دعائي فباعدتني أو لعلك بجرمي وجريرتي كافيتني أو لعلك بقلة حيائي منك جازيتني.
As you have been previously with us, we were discussing this part of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam's supplication to God, saying, لَعَلَّكَ فَقَدْتَنِي مِنْ مَجَالِسِ الْعُلَمَاءِ فَخَذَلْتَنِي. Perhaps I stopped visiting the gatherings of the scholars, so you forsook me. أَوْ لَعَلَّكَ رَأَيْتَنِي فِي الْغَافِلِينَ فَمِنْ رَحْمَتِكَ آيَسْتَنِي. Or perhaps I sat in the company of forgetful careless, so you withdrew your mercy. To the part where Imam alayhi salam says, لَعَلَّكَ بِقِلَّةِ حَيَاءِ مِنْكَ جَازَيْتَنِي. Or perhaps it was my lack of conscience that made you cut me off. This part of Dua Abu Hamza Thumali is talking about the different reasons behind our failures in our lives, and somehow the consequences of our actions. In this part, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam names different actions that can contribute to the emergence and deprivation of our opportunities later on, opportunities for worship, for engaging in supplication. Earlier in the previous episode, we said that there are some norms that Almighty Allah has in the universe and has in our lives that will not be changed. One of these norms is that there are some consequences for our actions. There are some kinds of relationships between our past actions and our future situations. When Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, لَعَلَّكَ بِجُرْمِي وَجَرِيرَتِي كَفَيْتَنِي. Perhaps because of my offenses, I was chased away. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is teaching us explicitly that there are some factors that cause our hearts to be obscure. There are some Islamic narrations asserting that one of the most significant factors leading to the obscurity of the heart and its alienation from Allah, there are two things. there are a disregard for the signs of Allah and committing sins. There are two aspects to be discussed regarding this. When Imam says, لَعَلَّكَ بِجُرْمِي وَجَرِيرَتِي كَافَيْتَنِي, I am chased away because of my offenses. There is one aspect to be discussed, which is the aspect of the norm of Allah in the universe, in our lives, that we will be chased away because of our offenses. No matter what the relationship is, it is what Allah has wanted to happen, without taking logic and reasons into consideration. But from another perspective, from another angle, there is this fact that the sins invert the heart. Man commits sins until his heart is cut off from Allah. This is what we understand from the traditions. This is what we understand from this very dua of Abu Hamza Thumali. From this very part, when Imam says, لَعَلَّكَ لَمْ تُحِبْ أَن تَسْمَعَ دُعَائِي فَبَاعَدْتَنِي, you have cut me off because maybe I did not crave for what I asked for. Or لَعَلَّكَ بِقِلَّةِ حَيَائِي مِنْكَ جَازَيْتَنِي, or perhaps it was my lack of conscience that made you cut me off.
رَمَضَان رَمَضَان
So by committing sins, the heart is disconnected from Allah. It gets inverted. It becomes upside down. It loses all its features. There are some features of the heart that make us closer to that station of mercy we're looking for. The sins deprive us all of the sweetness of the remembrance. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, my father used to say, nothing is more destroying for the heart than the sin it commits. The heart indeed engages in a battle with the sin, and the sin continues to remain in it until it overpowers the heart, and then it becomes turned upside down. Imam alayhi salam is also reported to have said, when a person commits a sin, a black spot appears in his heart, and if he repeats it, and if he persists, the spot becomes bigger until it overcomes the heart. And if this happens, then he would never become victorious after this. But if he repents of the sin, this dot disappears. So Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is trying to warn us of some of the consequences of our actions in this world, how they are going to deprive us of our opportunities, specifically in the field of worshipping. And one of the factors that cause the obscurity of our heart is committing the sins. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side.